Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From old enemies finally showing their true colours once again after seemingly burying the hatchet, to capturing lightning in a bottle and kickstarting an entire mania movement. These are the wrestling conflicts that stand as the absolute finest WWE has delivered on our screens in modern times. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are the 10 best WWE storylines of the last 5 years. Number 10, Brock Lesnar vs. Samoa Joe, 2017. The Samoa Joe fans witnessed on WWE programming from 2017 to 2021 was a far cry from the one seen bashing heads and killing folks a decade earlier. However, on the rare occasion where Vince McMahon quite happily set his Samoan submission machine off the leash in a big time program, sheer magic was brought into existence. Erupting at Paul Heyman hot on the heels of earning a number one contender shot against a stacked field at Extreme Rules 2017, the visual of an intense Joe choking out Brock Lesnar's mouthpiece had fans simply salivating at the thought of what would go down the minute these two titans met face to face. The answer? Joe made the reigning Universal Champion look incredibly outgunned for the first time in an age, and the two would smash 7 lumps of sugar honey iced tea out of one another at the brilliantly titled Great Balls of Fire, before continuing their eye-catching frenzy at SummerSlam as they formed half of a scintillating four-way over the red strap. All in all, Joe and Lesnar brought the legit chaos and big fight feels and then some. Number 9, Walter vs. Ilya Dragunov, 2020 and 2021. In the dynamic and often grueling wars contested between the indomitable force that would be Gunther and the eventual next face to stand atop the NXT UK mountain, you had a tale as simple as it was awe-inspiring at times. Walter would not and could not be overcome by any man who stood before him. The likes of Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, and many more had all tried and ultimately failed to knock the ring general off of his almighty perch. But in the relentlessly plucky and passionate Ilya Dragunov, there was a challenger who seemed poised to pull off the unthinkable. A shimmer of violent light in an often dark, crowdless 2020 was rewarded with an illustrious Dave Meltzer 5-star rating. But the blistered ball of fire Dragunov would have to wait until TakeOver 36 to finally see off the hulking chopper, squeezing the life out of the longest reigning champ of modern times in another classic to finally win the big one. Number 8, Brock Lesnar vs. Roman Reigns, 2021 and 2022. The tables being dramatically turned in the form of the former Big Dog now being the all-conquering head of the table, and the one-time UFC championship-winning Big Bad finally stretching his comedic muscles whilst flaunting his favorite array of cowboy hats, paved the way for the last 12 months' biggest blockbuster feud. The added wrinkle of Paul Heyman's ever-changing and often unclear allegiance also made for an often captivating gift, as the old advocate-turned-special counsel put in some career-best shifts when begging for forgiveness from his tribal chief and beast incarnate. Heyman firmly driving the dagger into Lesnar's back at the Royal Rumble also provided fans with one more reason to bang Brock's drum. Sounds a bit weird, that. Despite anything other than Roman reigning supreme being a wrestling pipe dream. Was it the biggest WrestleMania match of all time? Far from it. Was it an inventive flipping of the stale script and engaging use of WWE's two biggest hitters coming into their biggest show of shows to date? Consider it acknowledged. Number 7, Johnny Gargano vs. Adam Cole, 2019. The golden era of Triple H's pride and joy may now be well and truly over. But in Johnny Gargano's long-awaited ascension to the top of the black and gold mountain, you had one of the most easily sellable crusades of recent times. After a mouth-watering NXT championship bout between old mates turned enemies was unfortunately scrapped due to Tommaso Ciampa being forced onto the sidelines, Adam Cole would step into the spotlight and a 2 out of 3 falls war over the illustrious top developmental strategy strap ensued at TakeOver New York. Oh, and the two destroyed Meltzer's rating system for the first time in WWE history with a 5.5-star showdown. Not too shabby. Gargano would finally achieve his dream of winning the big one after years of falling short, only for Johnny Wrestling to lose his elusive title to the Undisputed Era leader 56 days later in another plus 5-star spectacle, before once again coming up short in another gripping 2-out-of-3 falls battle at TakeOver Toronto. NXT's two premier workers putting on consistent next-level displays of in-ring drama and innovation. You loved to see it. Number 6, Chris Jericho vs. Kevin Owens, 2016-2017. From the second wrestling icon and veteran Chris Jericho aligned himself with Kevin Owens in mid-2016, fans were under no illusions how this best bud partnership would turn out later down the line. But did that make the journey any less hilarious, creative, or intriguing? Not a chance. And if you think it did, well, you probably just made the list. Sure, the fact the committed Canadians weren't given the Mania main event stage they evidently deserved, after stringing together easily the most engaging and entertaining feud of the year coming into the 33rd show of shows, has soured many fans' perception of the long-running mates-turned-bitter-foes feud in the years since. But take nothing away from the run that reinvigorated a stale-growing Le Champion once again, and came equipped with weekly teases and winks at an inevitable breakup that rarely felt forced or lazy in the slightest. And of course, that Festival of Friendship segment and KO backstab will go down in history as one of the most celebrated pieces of business either man has had the honor of gifting the WWE faithful. Vinnie Mac may have hated the climax, but pretty much everything pre-Goldberg squash was an utter delight to behold.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Number 5, Roman Reigns vs. Jey Uso, 2020. Though many would understandably point to the Tribal Chief's blockbuster rivalry with Brock Lesnar as the defining moment of his now two world title sporting reign as the undisputed heelish face of WWE, another program much earlier in his Blue Show dominating time in the sun actually acts as the most significant and mesmerizing piece of work he can hold his record-breaking name to. Hot on the heels of running rings around Braun Strowman and The Fiend at Payback, Reigns became embroiled in an unexpected detour in the form of a main event set of skirmishes with his own flesh and blood. No, not good old Dwayne, though that mouth-watering showdown feels more like a matter of when than if right now. Instead, it was none other than Jey Uso who stepped up to the conflicting plate, battling internally with the struggles of wanting to finally break out as a respected singles worker, maybe even winning the big one, and not wanting to piss off his meal ticket. Shakespearean brawls ensued as Roman settled into his loudmouth bully role with aplomb, and the foundations for what would become easily the most exciting character of modern WWE times were firmly cemented into place. Number 4, Tommaso Ciampa vs. Johnny Gargano, 2018-2020. DIY's rise and eventual dissolving before fans' very eyes made for NXT programming at its spellbinding best. Blackheart Solas turning on his pal post-takeover Chicago NXT tag title fight with AOP set the personal implosion in motion in 2017, and another devious attack from behind at TakeOver Philadelphia only added more fuel to the fire, as Johnny Wrestling repeatedly failed to win the the big one and even lost his job thanks to his bitter one-time mate living rent-free in his mind. Violent and savage unsanctioned matches and street fights would follow at TakeOver New Orleans and Chicago 2, respectively, incorporating crutches, knee braces, and showcasing an in-ring chemistry unlike just about anything else on show on the supposed main roster. Gargano's slow fall into darkness made for a seminal watch. A last man standing bout at TakeOver Brooklyn 4 would round off a critically acclaimed and increasingly brutal blood war. And despite April 2020's empty arena cinematic turd threatening to soil the entire saga, even that dull punch-up couldn't take the shine off of NXT's greatest ever narrative. Number 3, Becky Lynch vs. Charlotte Flair, 2018-2019. The 2018-19 rise of the man has seen Becky Lynch be applauded and rightfully saluted on many an occasion in the years since. But it's important to note that it most definitely took two to tango when it came to the Irish sensation's meteoric rise. And without a certain queen, who knows what the future would have held for the eventual big-time Bex. But the seemingly company-choice best-in-class was very much there to butt heads with the anti-hero of her generation, and what followed was a top-tier rivalry that produced dynamite both on the mic and inside of the squared circle time and time again, throughout this vital period and the years since. Duking it out as part of many a multi-woman match over various straps, most notably warring in the first ever all-women's WrestleMania main event with Ronda Rousey, the duo's unmatched chemistry has frequently produced gold. And while many would point to their Evolution 2018 show stealer as their true one-on-one peak, their most recent and arguably most personal fight to date at Survivor Series still made for a pay-per-view best outing. Number 2, Sasha Banks vs. Bayley, 2020. Again proving that the ladies have clearly been setting the bar when it comes to genuinely engaging and fresh-feeling feuds in recent times, Thunderdome MVPs Sasha Banks and Bayley were finally handed the spotlight on the back of absolutely commanding WWE's programming during one of the planet's darkest times. But it was only when the role model's time at the top, holding all of the women's straps they fancied, had reached its end that the true drama was allowed to slither onto our screens, as Bayley inevitably plunged the knife into the boss's back post-tag title loss. The cracks had been showing for some time, with much of Bayley's success clearly being attributed to Banks' presence at ringside. But that still couldn't prepare fans for a series of matches that acted as the clear highlights of WWE's LED era. A Hell in a Cell show stealer and SmackDown TV defense of Banks' recently won title both acted as reminders that these two women can't be touched when given the right stage. Now just imagine what they could produce in a packed-out stadium. Number 1, Daniel Bryan vs. Kofi Kingston, 2019. Every now and again, a story falls into Vince McMahon's lap that is simply too glorious for even the aging merchant of toilet humor to cock up, highlighting just how versatile and damn talented the American Dragon is and always has been. The then Daniel Bryan went from spearheading the Yes movement at Mania 30 to acting as the deliciously despicable foil during Kofi Kingston's long-awaited climb to the top in the lead-up to the 35th show of shows. The planet's champion, equipped with sustainable WWE title, would not go down without a fight, as the New Day man failed time and time again to overcome the maniacal, eco-friendly champ inside of the Elimination Chamber and as part of unfairly stacked gauntlets. Mr. McMahon's placing of increasingly difficult hoops for Kofi to leap through only made his eventual coronation taste that bit sweeter, as Kofi Mania provided fans with a feel-good fairy tale ending only made possible when two of the finest workers of their generation, a story laced with legitimate struggle, and the very real support of those watching on all meet on the biggest night on the wrestling calendar. It just doesn't get much better than that, does it?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.